الإخبارية Syrian TV channel was once again the target of armed men. On Friday, four of its employees were kidnapped by armed men in Al Tal area in Damascus countryside while reporting on the events there.
They were on a mission to convey the truth of what is happening. Their weapon was the camera and their words. Many satellite TV channels did not even mention they were kidnapped. Those are the armed group's partners.
Head of the journalists' union condemned such acts, saying countries supporting armed groups in Syria are responsible for their safety.
We at the Syrian Journalists Union condemn this act. We ask the Arab and international unions to pressure the country's funding and arming those armed men so that the kidnapped journalists would be all released. The countries supporting armed men are responsible for the kidnapped journalists' safety.
Earlier, the so-called Al-Nusra Front affiliated to Al-Qaeda had kidnapped a Syrian TV anchor and reportedly killed him. Another Syrian state TV cameraman was then abducted. Nevertheless, other non-Syrian media outlets and journalists covering events in Syria were also threatened, as foreign reporters were also kidnapped by armed men. Head of Al-Alam and Press TV office in Damascus, Hussein Murtada, received many threats by armed men after reporting on clashes between them and the Syrian army. He also survived recently an assassination attempt in the city of Aleppo. It seems many journalists and pro-Syrian government media outlets have become under a serious threat for only reporting on Syria's unrest. The escalation of violence against those journalists coincides with further exposing the acts of armed men across the country. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.